As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
So, Lana, can you answer this? Who is Ty Jerome? I'm not lying to you. I had not heard of him till I started watching the game last night. So, am I slow on the uptake on this guy? Is he a sensation that I'm unaware of? Or did we just get, like, punked last night by some slappy McDougal?
He's not a sloppy McDougal. But that was embarrassing last night by the Miami Heat. The fact that Ty Jerome outscored everybody on the Heat roster. I mean, yeah, like Eric Spoelstra has to just be absolutely livid with his team. Ty Jerome played 2 games last year. He's been waived by 3 separate teams prior to joining Cleveland. Their bench is really good. They shot more threes or made more threes. Cleveland's bench than any other bench in the NBA. So shouldn't be surprised that the number one three-point shooting team in the NBA hit a lot of threes yesterday, but for the Ty Jerome game to beat you is maddening for the Heat.
If I said his name without you seeing him, would you think he looked the way he looks?
That's one of my bullet points that I have to talk about today. How on earth is there a basketball superstar, I call him a superstar after last night, named Ty Jerome, who looks closer to me than Crowder?
What's his real name again? I'm looking it up. I'm trying to dig deeper. I'm like, this has to be a nickname.
And I kept saying to Lori, I'm like, I think Eric Reed's calling that guy by the wrong name. He thinks that he's calling that guy Ty Jerome.
Oh, yeah, we got embarrassed yesterday. That was sad.
But in fairness, Solana, wouldn't Atlanta be saying the same thing about Davion Mitchell?
No.
From the other night? Like,
I don't think
so. Oh, come on. You're going to let Davion Mitchell beat us? Like, was it that game against Atlanta or Chicago?
Yeah. No, it was Atlanta. It was Atlanta Friday night. Davion Mitchell had that big overtime, but Davion Mitchell didn't score 28 points in that game.
No, I understand, but he beat them.
Davion Mitchell was hustle man. He was like a guy off the bench running around.
He was lighting it up, too.
Ty Jerome was walking in to set shots like he was Steph Curry.
That's true.
Like, it blew my – they're flat out more athletic than we are.
That game looked more like what I expected to see from the Heat in the play-in games. You know what I mean? Not that Atlanta or Chicago are anywhere close to Cleveland, but I what we watched yesterday, I think was what many of us had expected in at least one of the 2 play-in games. We got a little bit of a slap back down to earth.
They got 7-footers running 4-4-40s. The all-stars diving on the ground doing backflips, and we got people running and can't even bend their knees. Like, it looked like 2 different sports out there at sometimes in the game. Solana, I knew you'd hate this take. It looked like 2 different ages of humans on the court at some time.
Yeah, but, you know, Alec Burks hasn't even really gotten into rhythm. And wait till Spo deploys Niko Jovic off the bench. I mean, we're good. Don't worry.
Have to.
Settle down, everybody. Settle down.
He's going to have to. No, in fairness, honestly, the Heat have played two games, hard games, on the road, while Cleveland's been sitting back and relaxing. It's their home court. That should have happened. You saw that all over the NBA during round one. All over, right? I mean, that OKC game was
crazy.
Silly. Yeah. I looked in the first quarter of that game because the line, I think, to start the game was like OKC minus 12 or 13, and they were up 20, maybe 22, and I looked at the live line, and it was 18.5, and I said to myself, you know what? I think I'm going to bet Memphis here. Plus 18.5. That is a lot of points in playoff game. But I didn't do it. I didn't pull the trigger on it. No pun intended with the Ja Morant joke. I didn't do it. And thankfully, I didn't. Like, you rarely see a beatdown like that in the NBA, let alone the playoffs, let alone with a team that has a superstar on it. That was wild, man.
Yeah, these playoffs are going to be good. It's already getting good. The Lakers get the hell beat out of them. I'm enjoying this already.
The Heat hung with them, though. If you really think about it, the Heat hung with the Cavs. It was an 8-point game at halftime, 8-point game going into the third quarter. It wasn't until the final 7 minutes where Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, and Darius Garland just start raining in threes. Like, I don't think it was as bad as it felt when you look at the score and because of when it happened, too. Late in the game.
I will say, though, that that's been a little bit of a tale throughout the season, which is the Heat can hang with teams. They hang with them. And then at the end, the far superior – I'm talking the far superior teams – just blow them away at the end because the Heat can't do that for four quarters. So they muster up that three and a half quarters and then get ran off, which is what happened yesterday. I don't think they're going to get blown out in this series. Because I don't think Ty Jerome can do that again. I don't think they can shoot like that from three again. So,
and I think we shot the same percentage from three. They just shot like 12 more than we did because that's their game. But no, to your point, we stick with teams. And then in Chicago, play-in game, now Tyler goes crazy and scores 40. So now he picks up the team at the end. And then the Hawks just, you know, we had to go to overtime with them and they weren't that good. Now you're playing a team with some monsters on it. And that's the thing I've been saying. Can Tyler be that guy? 7 minutes left, like you're saying, Solana, single-digit lead. Okay, who's going to go crazy? That's what I've been asking for years. Jimmy used to do it. Now is it Tyler? Because Tyler looked like he wanted that ball late in that fourth quarter.
So this is funny. So I had a parlay, and I don't normally bet $150 on a parlay, but I've been on a little bit of a heater. So last night, I put in a parlay for $150. Tyler Hero will have at least two threes. And I think it was 2.5. Like I bought all these down because I took the 30% profit boost. So it kind of evens it up. It's one of my strategies is I'll dumb down the parlay if I have a 30% profit boost because that kind of brings it back up to where it should be. Yeah. So I have Tyler Hero, two or more threes. Davion Mitchell, 1-3. First half, Tyler's got two threes. Davion Mitchell's got 1-3. So I have two of the first three legs of the parlay in the first half. The other leg of the parlay is Tyler Hero over 19.5 points. It was 24.5. I had bought it down to 19.5. He ends the first half with 17 points. So in my head, I'm like, wow, I just won a big parlay because, I don't bet $150 parlays. Halftime, I'm like, I just won a pretty big parlay here. He's gonna go over 19.5 on his first bucket in the second half because it's going to be a three with like 30 seconds into the third quarter. Goes through the third quarter, scores 2 points. He scores 2 points. So now he's stuck on 19. And I am watching this game with white knuckles because I had this thing won. And I'm like, this is impossible that he is going to be held to 2 points in the second half. This is impossible. Now the clock's running down. They're getting blown out. And I'm thinking to myself, Spo's going to pull everybody any second now. Like, he's literally going to go to the bench with 2 points in the second half. He ended up driving the lane, hitting a bucket, and someone got called for a foul. And so Cleveland challenged it. And I said to Lori, I go, he just got the 2 points I needed. I go, the refs are going to come out of this challenge with some weird-ass ruling because they're only looking as to whether there was a foul or not. I go, if they get on the microphone and they go, we happen to notice that Kalel Ware's foot was out of bounds when he pet. Like, I'm like, they are going to take this bleeping layup down, and I am going to launch my phone through this TV. But they didn't. They took the foul away, but they didn't take the bucket away. So anyway, I ended up hitting the parlay. But Tyler made me sweat that thing out till 4 minutes was left in the game. And then I think he did. I think Spo did pull everybody about a minute and a half later after that.
We can't win games when Tyler scores 4 points and a half.
Eric Reed kept saying it last night. He kept saying at some point, like, they need Tyler Hero to start scoring again. And he had a couple of looks. They just weren't going down.
But you know what they're doing? They're running the hell out of them on defense.
Yep.
It's what you do to.
And he got exposed a little bit on defense yesterday.
Yeah, it's what you do to great offensive players. The Rockets are trying to do it to Steph, but Steph is just a Hall of Famer. They try to ISO Steph. Steph comes down and just keeps hitting threes on their ass, and they're like, okay, let's leave him alone.
Tyler needs a little defensive help.
this old Spider Mitchell is a little better than our Mitchell.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Duncan Robinson, they really have to, they got to make our uniform colors a wildly different color than the opponent, because he keeps throwing the ball to the opponents. This happened in Chicago, it's happened in Atlanta, and it was happening last night as well.
You better not start this Duncan Robinson's our answer thing again.
Well, I rode that for a couple of years. Now I'm on the Matt Mervis train, so I'm done. I found my next white guy.
I apologize. This is Solana that said our playoff run is off Duncan being the third highest.
Well, I lost a parlay in the first game. The only leg I lost was Duncan over 8.5. He ended with 8.
You're lying, Crowder, you're joking, Crowder, but the only game the Heat are going to have, or the only chance they're going to have in this series is if Duncan Robinson has 25 points in a game. I'm telling you right now. Like that, you saw what the Cavs did yesterday?
He needs to put up a Ty Jerome game.
Yeah. No, you saw what the Cavs did yesterday? Yeah. They shot a billion threes and they made a billion of them. Yeah, you better shoot a billion threes if you're the Miami Heat and hope that they start dropping. And guess what? Duncan, you're taking half of them at least.
And I feel bad for Bam down there fighting with them big old fast boys for quarter after quarter.
There's no relief.
It's goodness gracious. Bam looks exhausted.
Kalel Ware didn't exactly help out in the first half last night. I'm like, he went up. Or took a rebound so weakly. You remember that one? I think it was in the first half where he got the ball knocked right out of his head. Like, Eric Reed was like apoplectic. He's like, hey, this is the playoffs, man. Like, how about you hold on to the ball with two hands?
He needed a hug after that game.
Anyway, we have Brendan Tobin. He's going to join us to talk some Miami Heat. Does the show before us, but I like talking Heat with him. Mike Cugno is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Mervis Militia and the Dolphins draft coming up on Thursday. There's a lot. We also have a 4-pack of Marlins tickets every day this week to give away. It's for Star Wars Day at Lone Depot Park. Live long and prosper. That's on May the 4th, of course, Marlins and A's. We don't even know what city they're from, but we have 4 tickets to that every day this week. So just keep listening. Let's do headlines here. We'll do headlines. We'll talk with Tobin. We'll talk with Cugno. And before you know it, it'll be 6 o'clock and we'll be one day closer to Panthers playoffs. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Yes,
just quick. The first headline, talking about Marlins games. Tomorrow, Little Chan is playing the national anthem with his band before the Marlins game. Yeah.
Are you going to go?
Percussion. Yeah, I'm gonna try to get out of the show early and drive.
You got to see our guy, Matt Mervis.
Yeah, we'll go to the game. Me and my wife talking about it now.
Yesterday was Clower's birthday, by the way. I was told that in the locker room after the game, they didn't have a cake, but they were just handing out Muscle Milks to celebrate his birthday.
You know, I came this close to betting all his overs because it was his birthday, and he was turning 21. It's a big birthday.
Yeah.
I'm like, this dude's going to show out on his 21st birthday. So I literally thought about betting all the overs, and I didn't. And at halftime, I was like, oh, my God. This is the worst game I have ever seen an NBA player play in the playoffs.
I tell you, y'all get on me because I think birthdays are a waste of time. Mobley and Allen did not care about Khalil Ware's birthday.
They did not. They did not.
We're beating that young man up.
Donovan Mitchell drove right into his chest at one point, and Khalil Ware literally looked like Liam Eikenberg on the line. Just got pushed back 7 feet. It was like a welcome to the big leagues, Rook.
Yeah, welcome to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.